Good morning. The objective of this lesson is to increase our awareness of first century conversion issues. Bible students need an awareness that conversion issues and questions for a Jew considering accepting Jesus as the Christ, and conversion issues and questions for the person in idolatry considering accepting Jesus as the Savior, were not the same questions and issues. While both groups were challenged to see Jesus' death and resurrection as an act of God, their concept of deity were quite different. The Jews were focused on their concept of the Messiah. Could Jesus be that Messiah? Those who worshipped idols focused on their concepts of deity. Could Jesus be sent by God? If so, who was this God? The Jews knew God's identity. Those worshipping idols did not. Understanding the concept of conversion is truly a then and now consideration. Then was in the first century and now is today. When we assume conversion is a simple process with now's concerns being the same concerns that existed almost 2,000 years ago, our assumptions will deceive us. Conversion issues should be similar. Conversion objectives should be similar. However, our conversion concerns and their conversion concerns are not the same. Too often, first century conversion concerns and today's conversion concerns are not God's conversion concerns. The concept of conversion must come from God, not us. Common conversion questions occurring in the first century and common conversion questions occurring in the world today, or at least in the United States, are unlikely to be the same questions. For the most part in America, the common assumption has been that everyone knows who Jesus is and accepts him as the Christ. Any place that adopts that view shifts the focus of conversion to other issues and questions. The purpose of conversion ceases to be creating faith in Jesus, his crucifixion, and his resurrection. Remember, prior to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, Christians did not exist. Christianity existed from Acts chapter 2 forward when the resurrected Jesus was presented and accepted as Lord and Christ, Acts chapter 2, verse 36 through 42. The Christian individual and Christian community, the church, exists in fulfillment of God's intent and promise. God set his intent and promise in motion with Abraham and God's assurance to him that through him all nations would receive a blessing, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Among Christians, there is too little awareness of God's work and unfolding plan to bring Jesus to the world and make him the Christ through death and resurrection. This was a revolutionary understanding and insight in the first century. It was the hidden mystery that was revealed. Paul writes in Colossians 1, 24 through 29, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." To many Christians today, there is no mystery that is revealed. To many Christians today, God's plan and work are obvious. Conversion has too little to do with the concept of the Christ and the mystery. Conversion has to do with human reactions to current theological concerns. Conversion often concerns current church issues and not eternal Christ issues. Israel's primary purpose before Jesus' crucifixion was to allow God to work through that nation to bring all people the blessing of the Messiah, the Christ. The Messiah would make God's blessing, his salvation, available to all nations, not just Israel. Israel was God's means of bringing the Messiah. The Israel of Bible times, both before and after Jesus, did not see themselves as God's vehicle. They thought their long-standing relationship with God made them special. Israel felt that they had an advantage and circumcision produced unique benefits. To them, merely being the vehicle through whom God worked did not and could not declare their significance. Because of promises made to Abraham, God formed and used Israel to bring salvation in Christ to the world. Many in Israel could not see the blessings and opportunities created by God's selection. They viewed the declaration of God's interest in the salvation of the world as a put-down, a demeaning suggestion of the nation of Israel. Too many Jews believed if God used Jesus to be the Christ, Israel was the loser. For Israelites in the New Testament, conversion involved incredible changes. The converted Israelite changed his concepts in fundamental ways. He or she changed his or her concept of God's love and concern for those who are not Israelites, the Messiah, the Messiah's mission, God's family, God's community, God's church, the meaning of righteousness, his or her concept of forgiveness. Those are enormous changes. They do not occur instantly. They require time, growth, and maturing. They begin with this life-transforming realization. Jesus is the Christ, the fulfillment of God's promise to Israel, God's accomplished intent that began the moment evil entered human reality. The foundation understanding for new thinking was this. Jesus is the Christ. Understanding that truth and placing faith in it would not instantly change all of what a person understood and realized. However, it was the essential beginning point. These changes required a new understanding of who I am and what my needs are. The converted Israelite saw Israel as God's means of bringing Jesus to the world. He or she saw God's love for all people. He or she understood the Messiah had a much greater purpose than liberating the nation of Israel from domination and oppression. He or she understood atonement, redemption, sanctification, and forgiveness in terms of Jesus' death instead of the death of an animal. Jesus' cross and the resurrection changed everything. All these changes began with the understanding that Jesus was the Christ. They often involved struggle. Frequently, these struggles were revealed in the New Testament epistles. For many Israelites, conversion's transition was demanding and traumatic. Accepting Jesus as the Christ was not simple for the Jew. The first century Israelites' conversion required accepting Jesus as God's promised Messiah. Conversion meant a redefinition of God's people. Conversion's basic issue was this: is Jesus the Christ? Faith in Jesus as the Christ was not merely accepting a fact. It was faith in a truth that redefined self, Israel's purpose, and relationship with God. The fundamental issue to the Jew was this: is Jesus the Christ? Never had they envisioned God using death to produce the Messiah. It was unthinkable that God would use death in such an undesirable, degrading, humiliating manner. Never had they envisioned God using resurrection to affirm, announce, and present the Christ. To many, those were unthinkable considerations. Today's Christians are more likely to be familiar with first century Jewish conversion issues than conversion issues facing people who were not Jews. Before the close of the first century, the majority of Christians were not Jewish. Remember, if you exclude the God-fearers and the proselytes, other Christians who were not Jews knew little or nothing about Israel's history, significant Israelite people in past ages, God's redemptive work through Israel, the Jewish concepts of the Messiah, Jewish scriptures or Jewish prophets. Conversion issues for Jewish people and conversion issues for these people were not the same issues. These people viewed the world, life, spirituality, religious responsibility, worship, civic responsibility, and social responsibility through an idolatrous background. Their questions about Jesus being the Christ were different from Jewish questions. Jewish questions focus on their concept of the Messiah. These people's questions focus on the resurrection and deity. For these people to accept Jesus as the crucified and resurrected one sent by God, they had to change their concepts of deity, life, existence, the way the world functioned, and human response to deity. Their understandings of the gods were significant factors in those concepts. Accepting Jesus as Savior often meant changing basic understandings of moral behavior, ethical responsibility, and the right and wrongs of daily life. Christianity commonly expanded Jewish understandings of morals and ethics. Christianity commonly transformed the understandings of morals and ethics of people converted from idolatry. For example, expectations concerning sexual conduct in Judaism and Christianity were similar. Expectations concerning sexual conduct held by some forms of idolatry distinctly differed from Christianity. The changes required in thinking and understanding were just as complete and dramatic for the convert who was not a Jew as they were for the convert who was a Jew. The thoughts and understandings of both groups differed, but the need to change thoughts and understanding was demanding for each group. At the core of first century conversion were these understandings. God sent Jesus to be the Christ. Jesus' crucifixion atoned for human sin and made divine forgiveness possible. Jesus' resurrection assures life with God after death to all who place their obedient trust in Jesus. For everyone, conversion ultimately focused on faith, life-altering trust in Jesus as the Christ, which included trusting God's work in crucifixion and the resurrection. Next week, we will focus on conversion now, today. Please tune in for these important lessons. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.